Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Starting to Read. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday to Friday, I bring you English that will wake up your language learning skills. Starting to Read. Helen the Hippo is my friend at the moment. My little girl is learning how to read. And Helen is the type of character that is helping her to do so. It has been wonderful and fascinating to see the transition from knowing the alphabet to putting words together. Today in the car, while we were waiting outside of the music school for my oldest son, Dominie picked up some books that we keep in the back. To my amazement, she slowly started to spell out the words, reading slowly. Every now and then, she would get a word wrong or guess it, but I noticed that she would recognize the first two letters in each word, and often the last one or two. In English, you have to use tricks like that because we have so many odd spellings. The silent E's, the silent GH's, the PH's and the WH's that can be anything from what to who. Believe me, native English speakers have a hard enough time learning how to read English, not just the non-natives. My daughter squealed with delight when I would say, "Yep, you got that right." Her sense of satisfaction is tremendous. At last, she can tell her brothers, who are all readers, that she too can do what they do. Good for her. Now I can get out the series of beginner's books that I have used with the boys, and they can be kept in her room. Helen the Hippo comes from this series, along with Olive the Octopus and Susie the Snake. The books work their way through the alphabet, introducing what we call sight words, those common English words that have to be memorized because they are essential, and a lot of them are irregular. Some of these words that you will be familiar with are there, T-H-E-R-E, there, T-H-E-I-R, who, what, one, two, T-W-O, eight, night, and the list goes on. I've noticed when I volunteer in Robert's class that children's books use a lot of patterns, rhyme and humour or surprise to keep the children's attention and to make the words memorable. You'll find sentences like, Zoe the zebra likes to cook. She gets her instructions from the book. This is a good technique for those of you who are learning English. If you make up some sentences that rhyme and have a pattern or are funny or bizarre, the chances are that you will easily remember all of the vocabulary and how it is used. So, if you follow these podcasts, it will not hurt. The world will say you're an English expert. Grammar notes. Common expressions. At the moment. Professor Penguin is busy at the moment. He will be available shortly. Professor Penguin is busy at the moment. He will be available shortly. Every now and then. Every now and then, Lucy the Lion will visit her neighbour, Betty the Bear, for a cup of tea. Every now and then, Lucy the Lion will visit her neighbour, Betty the Bear, for a cup of tea. Good for and a person. David, the doggy detective, cracked the case. He solved the crime. Good for him. David, the doggy detective, cracked the case. He solved the crime. Good for him. The chances are, if you play roughly with the kitten, the chances are you will get bitten. If you play roughly with the kitten, the chances are you will get bitten. Well, thanks again for listening, and for those of you who are sending me the emails, keep it up. I love to hear from you. I had one email from a person who was asking me about the word bejeebies that I had used a couple of podcasts ago. And the question was, what exactly does bejeebies mean? Well, it's an expression that actually means completely or utterly. And if you'd like to check out the blog page, I have written a few sentences that will help to clarify that for you. I'll give you a quick example. My rug was so dusty that I hung it up and beat the bejeebies out of it. Now, what I'm saying is that I beat it completely or utterly or thoroughly. So it's just one of those common expressions. For those of you who like to look at my blog page, please be patient. At the moment, I'm in the middle of updating the look of my blog page. I'm changing a few things. And the photograph at the top has disappeared. It will be replaced very soon. I'm not a computer expert, and I'm trying quickly to learn how to do it. So that's something to look forward to. But anyway, keep up with your English. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.